This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell Show today starts with a big, I would say it's an emergency level discussion here with Jim Turner, lead attorney for the plaintiffs on the issue of getting initially an injunction to stop SB 277 from being implemented in California, but also to overturn it ultimately. And there's a lot of controversy behind the scenes, and I've got a big article by my friend Tim Bolin at Bolin Report talking about some of these things going on in the background. But Jim Turner joins me now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jim, welcome back.
Thank you, Robert. Good to be here.
All right. Now, setting the stage here, battles, of course, it's an adversarial issue when you're taking anything to court. But normally you don't like to see the adversarial things happen within one group of plaintiffs, because we have to have a united front in order to really do the battle necessary and get the information out to the court so that a ruling could happen in the favor of those who don't want SB 277 to be enacted.
Well, in this situation, I agree with you totally. I'm not sure that what we're doing here is adversarial inside the team. We have two sets of opinions about how to proceed. One is saying file an appeal, and the other, the team I'm a part of and the group that I'm working with, says don't appeal. We think it's dangerous to appeal. Because a preliminary injunction is an extraordinary remedy, and a judge has a lot of discretion in how he decides that. And by our estimation, about 1 in 100 preliminary injunctions that are appealed win, and about 1 in 100 of those are by the state in this instance, or the person that is being enjoined. They appeal and they win. They win more often than the people who appeal that have been the plaintiffs. But that's, I think, really somewhat of a side issue in terms of debate. We're having this discussion. We have a world-class mediator is involved, and we're talking back and forth. And what we're working on is coming up with an approach that all the parties can work on. Now, I am arguing, and Robert Moxley is arguing, that the approach should be not an appeal now, but rather amend the complaint and bring in all of the vaccine efficacy and safety arguments as a part of the case. Our premise is twofold. One is that we are not going to be able to actually make progress on the issue of vaccination without getting the facts about the safety and efficacy of vaccines on the table as the precursor of any judicial determination. Now, very specifically, we want to say the law requires informed consent around vaccinations. You can't have informed consent if you don't have choice. And if you do have informed consent, there's a body of science that is strong about why a prudent person might not want to use a vaccination except in an emergency. That is the premise that we want to put in the case, and we will do that going forward. Whether there's an appeal or not, we will make sure that that happens. But what we are concerned about is if there is a appeal now, the appeals court could very easily lock in a very stringent standard that the judge adopted in the preliminary injunction opinion that he wrote. And so we're very strongly cautioning, not cautioning, but advising against an appeal. We did have a conversation underway, which I thought was going to work to a point where we would have an agreement about how to proceed forward. But then things started to move a little bit faster than the discussions. So we're going to try to get the discussions back under control and have a good conversation inside the team and come up with a common strategy. The strategy I'm recommending, and I believe is the proper strategy, and I think it is a very, very serious mistake not to follow that strategy, is no appeal now.
This is an amended complaint strategy, I think, is more appropriate. And I even had listeners call in from our show we just did last Sunday when I was out at the ANMA in Las Vegas. And they said, you know, why aren't we putting efforts into raising the awareness of dangers? For instance, autoimmune diseases, other things that are known to be, subject following vaccination. The risks are very real. And that wasn't seemingly a focal point of the initial complaint to get something to stop this law from being implemented. So it seems like the people of California, at least the ones that were listening to the show, also picked up on that exact thing, Jim.
Well, I think that's exactly right. The original concept that I felt was the proper one to go with included the notion that there were many health conditions that theoretically exposed an individual who had them to danger from vaccines, but which were not recognized as legitimate physician exemptions. And it's a very important part of the issue. And we really, really need to move that kind of material at the center of the issue. There's generally speaking, in the legal world, there are people who prefer to argue the law and people who prefer to argue the facts. Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes used to argue the law comes out of the facts. That's what we believe. The law comes out of the facts. We've got to get the facts in
correct
the record. And
well,
that's our objective is.
I think that's a concern I share with you as well, that the facts need to come out, and all of them, as many as you can throw in there, because, these validated facts have not been brought up in this case. And we talked about this as well in previous interviews, that even when going for legislative efforts to overturn, which the judge himself said, you're going to need those facts on your side. You're going to need them to be on the record as well. By the way, if you want to read the report from Tim Boland, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, a tiny URL link directly, tinyurl.com, SB277, not ready. SB277, not ready. And that relates to the fact that appealing this decision of the judge is not a good strategy. What we need to do is amend the complaint, revisit it, and comprehensively add to it. And that means the facts that the judge did not consider in this initial complaint. Am I understanding that correctly, Jim?
That's correct. And I just want to underscore that the notion that there's a fundamental right to education and it is being extinguished improperly by this law is a very sound and in a particular way a shrewd legal argument. And I think it is worth being put forward and being a part of the case. And there was an outside fighting chance that a judge who might actually be concerned about vaccines could draw on that legal argument to create a preliminary injunction. However, the fact is he wrote a very strong statement that was not in fact accurate, that he did not believe that strict scrutiny, which is what it would require, should be applied there. So there is a good solid legal argument, but it's not clearly this case is not going to be won on legal arguments alone. It will be won on facts about the lack of efficacy and the lack of safety of certain vaccines in the framework of the schedule. That is not something that every person should be subjected to. And there really is almost no scientific evidence for the idea that every single person should be subjected, every single child should be subjected to these 10 vaccines in exactly the same schedule. That's not, and we want to bring in the scientists and bring in the researchers and the epidemiologists and so forth to talk about how it is that vaccines actually work or fail to work and how much side effects there are that don't seem to be a part of the issue. We want that to be the front and center part of this case. Appealing now will make sure that that is pushed to the side.
Could be a disaster.
Appealing now will lock in a bad decision.
Jim, Robert Moxley put in a lot of work that I understand initially included those facts that somehow by the time you were brought on, those were not part of the attempts to get the injunction. And you want to obviously now bring them in because that was a much stronger thing to bring before the judge as opposed to the fine legal arguments. We need to get the facts out there. Are there any, what can you speak to in terms of the teams that are competing for control of this case that might be fighting you or Robert Moxley on getting these very urgent facts in front of the judge?
Well, I got in the case 10 days before it had to be filed, and I was told that Robert wrote the complaint and that Aaron Seary, who is a very, very significant attorney, had written the documents upon which the case would be made. As I got more and more into it, it turned out that that was not actually quite accurate, but there was a credible case to be put forth before the court, but it did not have the facts in it. I don't know what Robert Moxley originally gave to the team. I do know that there was a lot of concern about keeping the case on the education point. And in fact, we were presenting it as an education case, not a vaccine case. But that's what the case was on the papers, and that's the way it needed to be presented. And as I say, I thought there might be some chance that we could get a judge's attention to a constitutional, to the abridgment of a fundamental constitutional right. But many lawyers looking at it both before and after said that the way the case was presented, there was very little likelihood that a judge who was not already predisposed to us on the vaccine facts mm-hmm. would ever rule in that direction. So that's where we ended up.
Jim, can you drop a plaintiff at this point and amend it so that if there's a plaintiff that doesn't want to argue on the facts, because I hear there is one that's kind of pushing against that strategy, so that this can move forward? I think the vast majority of folks that have the sense that God may have given them said, we got to bring the facts into this amended complaint.
Well, the whether a plaintiff stays in or not will be up to them, and we're working on having a common strategy, which will involve we're arguing should involve the way that we are suggesting going, which is premised upon not having an appeal at this time, and all of the plaintiffs are being presented all sides of the issue. We don't exactly know for sure where any of them are at the moment, but there are a number who do want to go down the track that we're talking about,
okay.
And we plan to go down that track, whatever happens.
Well, you have our support here on the Robert Scabell Show. Jim, you're a health freedom hero to us. You know that. Appreciate you so very much. Folks, if you want to follow this, especially our California listeners, give a read to the Tim Bolin article at bolinreport.com, and we have that linked up in the show notes at robertscabell.com. Jim, we'll stay in touch, obviously, every day that we need to get this information out. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much, Robert. Talk to you later.
All right, back after this.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rock in the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, just jumping from Jim Turner, we got a hold of Tim Boland from the Boland Report, BolandReport.com. We have the link to the latest article that brings up these concerns that, Tim, you and I share about who's in charge here. You know, we got to get this thing done right.
Well, that's correct. I hated to have to write an article like that, but, you know, somebody's got to say there's something wrong here and it needs to be fixed right now. We're not going to be able to go forward.
Well, exactly. So I know these attorneys can't go into some of these controversies that you and I can discuss. And even though I'll ask them about it, I'll just see what I can get from them. But we've got evidently Robert Moxley scheduled after this. But do you see a way forward? Is there a way that either we could drop a plaintiff, not we, but I mean that a plaintiff would drop that's causing more problems than more help? Or is it a matter of, you know, shutting out some of these attorneys that seem to be antagonistic toward the efforts of getting all the facts out in an amended complaint?
It's a complicated issue, but what we have, as I pointed out in my article, we've got too many cooks in the kitchen, and some of these cooks are minor cooks challenging the head chef, so to speak, and they're just wrong to do that. When you have somebody the quality of Jim Turner and Bob Moxley there, and of course in my article I mentioned Aaron Siri, nobody else has done that, but I've known all along about the mechanism to put the package together for SB 277 and how it was coming about and who was writing the stuff. So you'll find that in my article in the Boland Report. That's the current blog. And my article's titled SB 277 Lawsuit. It is not time for an appeal. Not time for an appeal. Just go find it and read it. Whoa, you're going to go, whoa. But here's the reality and why I back Turner and Moxley. I mean, that's the fact that I've known Jim Turner for 35 years is, you know, the only reason I would keep a friend that long is because they know what they're doing. Bob Boxley, I've not personally met, but Mike, what a mind, what a wonderful mind. But their approach to this is, say, they want to go back to the original complaint that was laid out and paid for to do, that was written by Aaron Seary. And Aaron is the guy who wrote did a case in New York, anti-vaccine, and worked. But he wrote this wonderful 166-page document, and the primary focus of it was the problem of the vaccine. The secondary focus was the education issue. When you go in and read Seary's complaint, I did not put that in my article intentionally, it's brilliant. The arguments are all there about how dangerous vaccines are, and that's really the way we need to go. If we go that direction and we get this case moving, what people don't understand is, I don't care if we win or lose from a public relations standpoint, which is my area of expertise. The fact that we will be able, in a very short time, to depose William Thompson from the CDC, and he will be required to talk to us because, as you know, federal employees cannot talk to about issues unless they've been subpoenaed. So a federal subpoena to William Thompson, we're going to sit him down in front of a table and videotape him for 7 hours about what he knows. That's the beauty of controlling a case like this, Robert. And it's better. We'll be able to take Charity Dean, that woman from Santa Barbara, who was going to get rid of medical exemptions. We'll sit her down for 7 hours and ask her all about how that came to be. It'll be very interesting watching because we'll have video. And I can imagine. Then we can get the guy who authored the bill. Richard Pan, I call him Dicky Pan. Can you imagine? I could fill a theater with the people who'd want to watch his deposition. Here we are. The case needs to be here. We need to go out. We could use the case, because we have discovery, to get every bit of information that we've been frustrated trying to get all along. If the government fights it, good. Let them fight it. But here we are. We have a case. We have competent attorneys who know what they're doing. Moxley is involved in that Wyoming boy is up there suing the government for years. And Jim Turner's been around for a very long time, and Aaron Seary's been in the background, but I'm going to get a hold of him and say, Aaron, you need to be here. This is going to be a fun case because we're going to make serious changes, Robert.
Big time. You've almost stunned me into silence when you said that if we go about this correct, as Jim Turner is indicating, as Robert Moxley will indicate, we could subpoena William Thompson to go on the record?
Absolutely. It's a federal case. This is a federal case. That's a federal employee involved in the argument here
about
vaccines are safe and effective. So we've got to amend this complaint. We've got to amend this complaint and go in with the vaccines are not safe. Robert, vaccines are not safe.
Period.
Nor are they effective. There's so much information on here. It's outright lie.
All
that
right,
they're
Jim.
Any good at all. I mean, I would want to subpoena the health department's
head of HHS. Listen, Tim, we're out of time here. I've got Robert Moxley on the line coming back after the break. Fantastic information from Tim Boland. We've got the links to his latest article, BolandReport.com, and also at RobertScottBell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We're joined now by Robert Moxley, one of the key attorneys here, lead attorneys for the attempts at the injunction and ultimately overturning through the courts of SB 277 in California. We just talked earlier this hour with Jim Turner, and there were some issues that we didn't get to in that time slot. But Robert, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Nice to connect with you.
Well, thank you. Nice to connect with you, Robert.
Now, one of the things that we talked with Jim about was that, you know, there's maybe some discord among the plaintiffs, something that's going on regarding whether to appeal the injunction or not. Jim was in the camp that said, you know, we don't need to appeal at this point the injunction unless we can amend the, let's say, the complaint to include more of the facts related to the dangers of vaccines, lack of efficacy, much less lack of safety. And part of what I understand from the article by my friend Tim Bolin is that that information was originally in there from you and somehow got removed along the way.
Well, I mean, there's always a process in preparing the complaint. And in this particular process, the team decision, as it were, retrospectively, which you might criticize, the team decision was to emphasize education and not to really make this about vaccines. But we did not know that the judge was going to adopt what I call the vaccine bias, the vaccine bias being that vaccine mandates trump individual rights. I mean, that's what this case actually has to be about in the constitutional sense. The argument has to be whether vaccine mandates can trump individual rights and when vaccine mandates can trump individual rights. It's my view that the case law that was relied on upon the judge is case law that allows vaccine mandates to overcome individual rights if there's a declared emergency and we're talking about the Black Plague.
Right.
Not actually the Black Plague, but the cases that talk about that are way more than a century old, and they talk about smallpox epidemics, and they talk about declared emergencies of smallpox epidemics, or they talk about excluding children from school when they're not vaccinated for smallpox. You know, this is the 21st century. But that vaccine bias was what was pivotal to the judge. And, you know, for the reasons that we thought were valid reasons, we did not make an all-out attack on the vaccine bias in this preliminary injunction thing. And, in fact, in writing the complaint and the amended complaint. And those instruments were produced by a writing team. Those instruments were produced just for unfortunate reasons, as fast as they could be produced for the purpose of filing those instruments.
Mm-hmm. But I think you would agree at this point that that was probably a weaker argument based on what you found about this judge having the vaccine bias, which is not too surprising. That now
it's
at
not,
this point,
well, it's not so much a weaker argument as it's a different argument.
Okay.
I mean, the argument that was chosen to be the argument in the forefront was an argument about it being a fundamental right in California under the state constitution to have a free and appropriate education. And that should carry the day, but that won't carry the day if the underlying premise of the judge's decision is that vaccine mandates trump anything.
Yeah, well, trump individual
trump
rights.
Fundamental rights.
And I say this is a fundamental flaw, I think, in the argument based on the history. You're talking going back 100 years when they talked about smallpox, for instance, things that are not happening now. Even in the case of measles, you'd be hard-pressed to argue that the Disneyland measles was a disaster in any stretch of the imagination. No one died. And in typical fashion we see in modern America, people with measles don't die. It becomes a very severe issue only in third world nations with gross vitamin A deficiencies, and that could be put on the record. And I think even in the, it seemed like the judge said, you know, this is a problem for the legislature to tackle. But if that's the case, then we've got to get these facts in about vaccine dangers and the lack of efficacy and safety studies. So that can be also brought to the legislature, because we know this is not a one-pronged approach. It's a multifaceted approach, and the courts are only one of the aspects of that.
Well, the problem is it's for the court now. The legislature has done what it's done, and we need for the court to have a complete record before it and to decide the fundamental question of when and if fundamental rights coexist with vaccine mandates. And that fundamental question will be quickly addressed in this litigation, because what will happen is the state will file a motion to dismiss.
Right.
One of the things that's that we rely on with regard to this federal procedure with a motion to dismiss is that the court is looking at the sufficiency of the complaint from a completely legal standpoint, and for purposes of a motion to dismiss, the court looks at all of the allegations that have been made by the plaintiff, and for purposes of a motion to dismiss, the court takes all of those allegations as being true. Now, the other side can dispute those allegations, and that's what trials are for, or that's what court procedures after the motion to dismiss stage are for, is to validate the allegations. But in a motion to dismiss situation, the court assumes that everything that the plaintiffs say right. is true. And in fact, the major resource that we have in this case is the outline for a full-blown, all-out examination of every aspect of the vaccine question.
Right. So what you're saying, Robert, by the way, we're talking with Robert Moxley here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. One of the lead attorneys did a lot of research and writing to get this initial movement for an injunction. Hopefully it'll overturn ultimately SB 277 if it's possible in the courts. Where now the discussion here is about what to do next. And we talked with Jim Turner about the fact that it doesn't look like a really strong case to appeal unless we amend the original complaint to include the facts of vaccine injury, the facts of the risks of vaccination, the facts of maybe even lack of efficacy studies.
The lack of the appropriate studies that would bear on the fact of who shouldn't get vaccines. I mean, vaccine injury is a reality, and there has never been any research into the question of why do vaccines hurt certain people instead of others, and why don't they hurt everybody? And with that research not having been done,
right.
I mean, there would be a certain argument that even the existence of that controversy in a non-emergency situation would be sufficient to compel recognition of individual rights to informed consent.
Exactly.
Because informed consent means that somebody makes their own risk-benefit analysis and has the right to say no if they want to.
Well, exactly. So, if you've got a risk and you're not given an ability to consent, much less opt out, and that child is injured or even killed, as we have a no-fault issue on the federal level because of the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which is unprecedented in terms of corporations that produce products and have zero liability, so no incentive to improve said products or make them safer. Now, in your case and what you're doing with Jim Turner, is there any significant pushback from other plaintiffs or other attorneys that are trying to move into this case to prevent you from putting those facts into the case, and they say they want to appeal on the basis of what you've already done, the education right, so to speak, in California?
I don't know if there's any pushback from other attorneys, because I really don't even know what attorneys will be involved.
Okay.
What's going on though is a question of what the plaintiffs want, and you know the plaintiffs really shouldn't be choosing the strategy. The plaintiffs should be choosing the attorneys, And we'll see how that shakes out.
That's the concern I have, because I know of your expertise in this regard and Jim Turner's, and there's some controversy behind the scenes of somebody else or groups that want to take control of this, and they might not go for the facts like we're discussing here, which would be a more winning proposition in my opinion. Also, if you want to read the article by my good friend Tim Bolin at BolinReport.com, tinyurl.com/SB277NotReady/SB277NotReady. And we also have that directly linked in the show notes this evening at RobertScottBell.com. So, again, you might not be party to the controversy that we're hearing about that Tim is writing about behind the scenes about who's trying to get the ear of the plaintiffs, but I want this message to be brought out because I'd like to see success for our friends and listeners in California.
Well, you know, I wish it wasn't a, a controversy, and I wish it wasn't a controversy that was being played out in the public eye. But the real danger of an appeal is would be to import the vaccine bias to the Court of Appeals. If the Court of Appeals has the opportunity to say that that the preliminary injunction motion is very, very well taken, and to say, I mean, the order on the preliminary injunction is very well taken, and they don't see what the plaintiffs are trying to squawk about, because everybody knows that nobody has the right to object to mandatory vaccines. Having the Circuit Court of Appeals exposed to that way of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be a disaster.
It's premature.
Yeah, that could be a disaster. That's why, again, the appeal at this point would be ill-advised, ill-suited as far as to continue to succeed. So, folks out there, you're paying attention to this hashtag SB277 issue. The thing that we're attempting to do, you guys are attempting to do in the courts, you don't want to go off halfway in this case. You want to completely deliver all the facts to the judge to force them to have to consider everything that was not considered in this initial attempt to get the injunction and ultimately overturn this. Again, there's more efforts to be done. If we're going to appeal, it seems to be that we need to amend the complaint first. Is that the clarity that I want to leave everybody with before we got to take a break?
That's correct. A judge in ruling on a Rule 12 motion has to not only accept what you say, but has to give you the opportunity to say more, i.e. to amend your complaint, before kicking you out of court for not having a sufficient complaint.
Okay.
And so,
Robert, we're out of time.
We hope
segment.
We'll be allowed to amend.
Beautifully said, Robert Moxley. Good work. Anytime you need to drop by to let our listeners know, you're always welcome here.
Robert, thank you.
All right, back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Yeah, I have questions.
Prescription drugs aren't as bad as street drugs, right?
Weed's legal, isn't it?
Drinking is worse than smoking weed.
Isn't it? Why
is heroin so addictive?
Molly just makes you feel happy.
I have questions.
Mom?
Dad, did you ever try drugs?
They're going to ask. Be ready. Go to drugfree.org. A message from Partnership for Drug-Free Kids.
All right, Super Don, you and I heard that commercial over and over when we were kids. You crack the egg in the frying pan, this is your brain on drugs. But Captain Morgan, our millennial assistant producer there, did you have that drug, not that commercial about the drugs growing up, not the drug?
I had all of it.
You did?
No, okay. I did see that commercial with the cracked eggs, and we had the D.A.R.E. program at my grade school.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
There to keep kids off drugs. But this one was different. At the first question they asked was, are prescription drugs aren't really as bad as street drugs, right? So that I guess is a subtle but maybe a significant difference, Super Don?
I think so, because I think kids have grown up with this misconception that if it's a prescription drug, that's okay because it's not a street drug. You know, it's not marijuana or cocaine or something, right?
Yeah, so now it's opening up. Now, the next iteration of that 30-second PSA is going to have to be, vaccines aren't really as dangerous as crack, are they? That's what I want. That's the comparison I want. What do you think?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not pulling any punches with all the stuff we did on SB 277 today. Captain Morgan, again, your millennial friends, your buddies, they're not all with us on vaccines yet, are they?
No, not at all. I think the media has done such a good job of painting the anti-vaccination movement as such crazy conspiracy theorists. And, you know, granola moms, that a lot of kind of middle of the road moms just don't want to be lumped in with the crazy. And they don't want to believe that their pediatrician doesn't know better,
right,
you know, or that the government doesn't truly have their best interest at heart, because then they would have to start questioning a lot of other things.
Right. It's that fine line, Morgan, one small action
to say no, yeah, but then it leads to this whole can of worms.
Yeah.
You know?
What is that fine line, Morgan, with the millennials, which I say they do have strong BS detectors, but they suspend them for certain authoritarian figures.
Well, and a lot of that comes with the, again, I hate to say it because it sounds conspiratorial, but the social programming, you know, you don't want to stand out too much. You don't want to cause too many waves. And it's okay to shop at Whole Foods and eat organic, but if you say you're not going to vaccinate your kid,
right,
then you can become really, really ostracized. They're not going to let you into the play group.
Oh, man.
If you have to work, then you can't send your kid to school. You can't maybe afford at this time in your life to quit so that you can homeschool. What are you going to do?
They might not want to play Pokemon Go with
right,
you.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah, big danger.
I mean, it's tough.
Hey, Captain, this is a 1970s song. Because you referenced something that brought that to mind. I'm going to test you, your knowledge of 1970s
Uh-oh.
Rock and roll.
Don't, I will fail Daniel, horribly.
Don't make waves be like the rest of us. What song does that come from?
I have no idea.
Don't make waves be like the rest of us. Super Don, you know that one?
I have no clue.
That's coming from Styx.
What song?
I'm Okay, and it's from Pieces of Eight. I think Tommy Shaw might have wrote that. Don't Make Waves Be Like the Rest of Us. That was a great tune, great from another great Styx album. I had to throw that out there. If you can find it, you can actually override the closing bumper. I would give you permission in a heartbeat to do that. I'm okay this way. Yes, I'm okay. So that was like 1970s. Feel-good stuff from Styx. Maybe at late 70s, early 80s. I'm not sure at this point. But anyway, folks, we got to take a break in just a moment. Thanks, Captain, for dropping by a little early in the week before we do Freshman Friday. I appreciate your insight here on that PSA. I want to thank Robert Moxley, Tim Bolin, and Jim Turner. We've got videos of the interviews with Jim and Robert, and they're already up, believe it or not, at YouTube and on Facebook as well. And next hour, we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Thanks to Captain Morgan for keeping the notes up and running. And, of course, all of the links to the sponsors that we really support here, we want you to support them as well. Just click on the links, and you'll also see the upcoming events, including September 11th, and that's the Cancer Prevention Convention in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Ty Bollinger and Charlene and the kids are going to be there with me and more. And I look forward to seeing you up there. Hopefully it's not too chilly for a southern boy that I am. So anyway, thanks, Morgan. Thanks, Super Don. Taking a break. News coming up. Hey, Captain, you never said what I say at the end of every hour. Go ahead and say it.
The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do
you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.